T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's an honor that Republicans would understand that I am serious about helping Black people and the Black community. And their message and my message seem to be jiving. The president's record and my record of helping Black people are in sync too. And as you know, I've said it many times, the Democratic Party and Joe Biden has failed Black people and Black voters.
How so?
Well, the past 60 years, you look at what the Democratic Party has done. We've been a captive audience. They get our votes first. And then after they get reelected, we're the first one that's thrown off the bus. When you look at prison, when I should say the crime bill, it was Joe Biden, a Democrat, Bill Clinton, a Democrat, and mostly a Democratic Congress that locked up Black men through mass incarceration with the crime bill. Donald J. Trump came along a few years later, 3.5 years, as a matter of fact, and with prison reform, the First Step Act, nobody can deny that that program has allowed a lot of Black men and women to be released so they can go back and reunite with their families and to be able to lead productive lives. The Obama and Biden administration had 8 years. They didn't do anything about it. Going back to Bill Clinton, putting it in place. And so the Democratic Party is a party of bigots. They don't care about Black people. They put illegals first and they put all these other organizations. They put LGBTQ in first. It's okay for those organizations to want help, to seek help and demand what they want for their communities. I don't fault them, but what I fault is how Black people have allowed the Democrats to get their votes, but their communities and their issues don't get resolved. I can ask anyone in the past 8 years under the Biden and Obama administration, what did Black people get from it? Nothing. And do you think it's going to change? Joe Biden said recently in 2020 that Black people do not think with diverse thoughts like Latinos. When Joe Biden said in 2020 that if you don't vote for him, you ain't Black, that's a captive audience. And then another insult is, when are Democrats going to support a presidential or a vice presidential candidate that happens to have two Black parents? They're literally grading Black people.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.